Hello, my name is Miles, and you've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a coronavirus testing site near you?
No.
Well, how may I help you today?
I got my first shot of the coronavirus, the Moderna shot, at Main Street Family Care in Center, Alabama, but they don't have the second dose. So what I do?
I would say that you'd want to follow up with Main Street Family Care and ask them what they would advise, because whenever you get your first dose, you're supposed to be provided with a little card or some paperwork letting you know when you're supposed to come back to the same location to have the second dose administered.
I've done it already, and they don't have the dose there, and they sent me to the health department. The health department won't give me the second dose because I didn't get the first dose there. And they tell me over at the family care at Main Street that they don't know when they're going to get the second dose.
Okay, well, I'm not sure what can be done in that situation. Is there any other Main Street Family Care offices in your area?
No, everywhere I've checked, they won't give me the second shot because I didn't get the first shot there.
Right, like I mentioned, you're supposed to get the second dose at the same exact location where you got the first dose to ensure that it's going to be the same, you know, the same vaccine that you got the first time. So if you were first administered with the Pfizer vaccine, your second dose should be Pfizer. If your first was Moderna, the second should be Moderna. So Main Street Family Care, they need to get some information pertaining to when they're going to have that second dose so they can let you know when you can come in and get that second dose.
I've done all that. They don't know when they're going to be able to get the second dose. And I was supposed to get the second dose on the 26th of February.
Oh, wow.
And they don't have it.
Well, I'm not sure what can be done in this particular type of an instance. At this line, we simply inform people where they can be tested to find out if they have coronavirus. We have another line where people can call to pre-register to be vaccinated, which would typically be for their first dose of the vaccine. So here, we're not, you know, we wouldn't be of much help, because you're needing the second dose and you're needing to get it at the same location, because like you mentioned, you've already tried other places and they're turning you away because you didn't get your first dose at those locations, so they're refusing to help you.
Right. They said they only had enough for the people they gave the first dose to.
Mm.
But these people on Main Street Family Care, they don't know when they're going to get second dose, because I checked with them yesterday.
Oh, I understand. I would say you might want to follow up with them again today.
Okay, I'll try it today.
Yes, sir. Let them know this is your health. Let them know this is your health. This is important. And you were already supposed to have been vaccinated with that second dose back on February the 26th. That was almost a week ago. And
but they keep saying that if they don't have it, they can't give it, right?
Well, that's true. But you can let them know also you've tried other locations, and other locations refuse to provide you with that second dose because you didn't get your first dose there. And you have to get your second dose at that location that gave you your first dose.
Okay.
They're going to have to have some information. They're going to have to be provided with some information at some point, letting them know when they're going to have the second dose, because as a medical facility, you know, as we found, you know, if you get your first dose at a location, you have to go back to that same location to get your second dose. So if they were administering the first dose there, then they're going to have to be provided with that second dose at some point, because not only would you be looking to get that second dose, but there's going to be countless other people that are also looking to get their second dose at that location. So hopefully they'll have it soon, and they'll be able to get your second dose administered to you, you know, very soon.
How long did this first dose last?
I'm not exactly sure how long the first dose lasts. From what I've read, or as far as I knew, it was something like 90 days, but I'm really not sure. I'm not a medical expert, so I would say it'd be better to ask a medical expert, whether you call your doctor or whether you speak with someone at Main Street Family Care. Does anyone who is in the medical profession, they would be much wiser than me. I don't have that. I'm not, you know, I can't give out medical information because I'm not a trained medical professional.
Yeah, I understand. I thought you just might have had some paperwork on it letting you know when the first shot was up, you know, I don't know. But anyway, thank you. You've been a lot of help. I'll try somewhere else.
You're very welcome. And, sir, I'd like to thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. I hope we have been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the website for the Alabama Department of Public Health or the website for the Center for Disease Control. And I thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, and I do hope you have a good day.
Thank you, and you have a blessed day, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.